An expansion of the state's largest hydroelectric facility is a step closer to reality. The Alaska Energy Authority's Board of Directors approved a $46 million expansion of the Bradley Lake at its meeting earlier this month. The Battle Creek Project, as it's known, will divert runoff from the Battle Glacier, just upstream of the Bradley Lake Dam. Water will be diverted through a pipeline stretching nearly 2 miles. The state-owned facility serves about 70% of Alaska's population through 6 electric utilities along the rail belt. Each utility plays a role in operating Bradley Lake, and the nearly 370 megawatts it produces each year are divvied up between providers. AEA Chief Operating Officer Kirk Warren says the diversion will boost production at the site by 10%, but more importantly, it will help maintain water levels during the summer months.
The utilities have to maintain a minimum water level, and when it gets down to that, they will have to decrease power coming from Bradley Lake. So this will allow situations where they can get more power during times where historically they haven't been able to.
There is a lot to figure out before the project's expected completion in 2020, and funding is the largest hurdle. The AEA board examined 5 options. The board intends to seek most of its funding through new clean energy bonds, federal money set aside by the Obama administration for renewable energy projects. Warren says the board is looking to secure funding this fall. Waiting could lead to higher interest rates. A 1% increase could tack on $10
million. That's the impetus for us to make the decision as quickly as possible. There's no reason we have to believe that that interest rate would ever go down. So the quicker we make a decision with regards to getting that RFP in the street and locking in that interest rate, the better.
There has also been talk of the Chugach Electric Association financing the project. The wholesale price of electricity from Bradley Lake is expected to increase slightly, but hydroelectric power is typically cheaper than traditional power sources. AEA expects a more consistent supply from Bradley Lake will in turn save electric utilities money. Bidding is expected to open in October, and work is likely to begin next spring.